A youth mentoring and scholarship program recently launched in New Zealand aims to help young people from disadvantaged backgrounds pursue their dreams in education, sports or the arts. The program is called Grow a Star and is run by a charity called Compass Housing Services. First recipient of the mentor and scholarship support is Samoan Māori student Louisa Atodi Tei, who's been supported by the program in her first year of studying law and arts, and she joins me now on the phone. Good morning, Louisa, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Morning.
Louisa, firstly, tell us a little bit about yourself and your Pacific roots.
So I'm currently in my first year of university at Victoria University of Wellington, studying a law and arts degree. But I was raised in Manurewa, South Auckland, by my Samoan grandmother for my life.
And with that, shall we rewind? good. So your first year studying towards a law and arts degree, Louisa, tell us more about that and how it's been going so far, please.
It's been really eye-opening. Once you start studying law, you come to realise a lot of how the system works and how it works for Māori and Pacifica people in particular. In my arts degree, I study Pacific studies. It really keeps me grounded in why I'm here. It's been really great, but also challenging at the same time.
I love the, you know, the diversity with regards to law and arts. Tell us more about that, what led you to that. And when you're talking about challenging so far, what, you know, some of the main challenges have been for you?
Definitely the workload. The competitive culture at law school, I think, is a big one as well. Most of the time, you're the only brown face in the room. And so it's a little bit, I guess, hard to feel like there's a sense of community. And coming from Rewa, there has always been that sense of community there for me. So it's challenging in that sense. But it also motivates me to be, to work harder to achieve more than everyone thinks that I can achieve.
I understand also, Louisa, that you are the first person in your family to undertake tertiary study?
Yep, and I have 8 siblings, and 6 of them are older than me.
Oh my goodness, so do you, the great responsibility, but also the great blessing for you, would you say?
Yeah, definitely. My grandma passed away in 2017, and I think this is just a way to carry on her legacy. Everything that, you know, grandmothers do, sacrifice, and a lot of our Pacific parents who have migrated to New Zealand for their children's education, I think it's just a testament to that.
Yes. And now, with regards to the Grow a Star program, once again, you're the first recipient. Can you talk us through some of the support that they have provided you?
Yeah. So they actually first contacted me through my school. And they provided me with a laptop after, like, an interview. And it was really helpful, actually, because it was my last year and I didn't have a device to help me get through my assessments, and I was actually doing a lot of assessments so I could get scholarships. And I think it made the workload easier, and which is why I think I got through year 13. They also helped me move into my house that I live in now in Wellington, and like just helped me network with a lot of people, sent me to the Pacific Social Enterprise Summit, and I got to meet Carmel Sipuloni, and Joshua Yosefo. I think they've just done a lot for me and been a constant support and definitely a home away from home. And it's their help has been customized to my situation. And I think, yeah, it's just been life-changing, I think.
In terms of the mentoring that you've received as well and what it's meant to you, because you talked about, you know, the laptop and being able to meet people such as the Minister for MSD, Carmel Sepuluni. Can you talk to me a little bit mm-hmm. about the mentoring side of the program and, you know, maybe some key learnings in that area?
So my mentor has been Bernadette, who works at Compass, and it's usually just like a catch up over coffee or something, but it really helps. She always offers to like check my work to see if there's anything that needs to be tweaked, which is great because law is actually a lot of writing. I think there's also the mental and emotional side of going through university that I think any student can attest to. And having a mentor there to just, I guess, offer their support, just be able to listen to you is really helpful, especially someone who has like gone through the education system and is currently, like, in the real world working.
You talked, Louisa, about, you know, your situation. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and also other obstacles that you've faced that the program has helped you with, you know, with regards to the scholarship, please?
Okay. I mentioned that my grandmother passed away in 2017. So in my last year of high school, I was boarding, and I went through the whole youth benefit, and then when I turned 18, student allowance. But it was definitely hard for me, just like mentally, to get my head around, my situation, because none of my family were in Auckland at the time, and so I was trying to finish year 13 for my nan, but it was hard because there weren't many resources for me. And so when they came and they didn't only provide a laptop, but they also provided support, that was huge because it really just kickstarted everything. And then following through to my move to Wellington, and they still continue to support me, has also helped my growth. And I think, being someone who values community and being someone that values family, it's just been awesome to have that extra support financially and also pastorally.
Mm-hmm. In terms of your career, you know, where are you looking to after you complete your studies? What's the direction that you want to go in, Louisa?
So once you start studying law, you come to realise that there's actually a lot of injustices, and there's actually law is actually a tool to help people get access to justice. And so I realised that not many Pacific people have adequate support to receive the justice that they need. And coming out of my studies, I definitely want to help my community back home thrive in that area to receive access to justice, no matter what it means or what it looks like.
Louisa, some words of encouragement, especially for our listeners this morning who have, they may be in a similar situation to yourself, looking to be the first in their family to undertake a tertiary study and all the, you know, the potential roadblocks that you are currently going through. What would be your words to them this morning?
My words would be to ground yourself in your roots. And by roots, I mean whether it looks like your family or the people you grew up with or just your community, your church. Ground yourself in that because it will always motivate you. It will always push you. It will be your why. And if you don't have that why, you will always falter. And keep stumbling. Just have a strong why, ground yourself in people, and from then on, you should succeed, you should be fine.
Louisa, can I ask, what was your nan's name?
My nan's name was Falilima Leotawa Tuiloma.
Well, I'm sure that Nan would be very, very proud of you and as you continue her great legacy. Thank you so much for joining us this morning and all the very best for your studies and for your future as well. Thank you so much, Louise.